Ooh, Aaron, you just got a blessing. I received it. Okay. And this is like a spiritual, I haven't received a spiritual blessing like this. It's like only, it's like a download enter. And I got it. Okay. This is lovely. Anywho, this is a really powerful message. Okay. Always add your 2 cents. Always add your 2 cents. If people don't follow it, if they don't do what you say, that ain't your fault. Be glad that you're able. Say what you gotta say. Say your opinion. Add just while you're here. You insert yourself. You're there for a reason. Go ahead and say your opinion. At least you stated your opinion. If they don't believe in it, they don't care for it, that ain't your fault. But the point is, always add your 2 cents. Thank you to my name, Jesus, because sometimes I can't say what I need to say. You have fear. Or it's not an opportunity to say it, but you, when you're in that place, you're there. Add your 2 cents. What I mean is, add your gift, add your opinion, add your skill. You see, this is what I'm gonna do because I have a whole entertainment channel. I have YouTube channels. I am out on social media. Anything that happens in the world, what Aaron Fantasy is going to do is add her 2 cents. If nobody sees it, nobody cares for it, you see what I'm saying? At least you add your 2 cents. You give your opinion. You put your energy in it. This is good. The baby said some homophobic rants, and I was one of the first, had a feeling about it, and I was one of the first, Aaron Fantasy was one of the first who said something about it. I had opinion. State your opinion. Add your 2 cents. And let me tell you, my dreamer, this is a blessing. That very next day, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and now everybody has an opinion. But I, yesterday, made the opinion. Had something to say. My dreamers, I like what Jasmine Master say, had her monologue on her YouTube channel, and she said, I am Jasmine Masters, and I have something to say. You see, she gave her opinion about different things. My dreamers, I declare to you, give your 2 cents, give your opinion, give your energy, give your time, to things, your skill. Ooh, I'm not even saying that correctly, but I hope you're getting it. Give your skill, do your work. You know what I mean? This is good. I was listening to a Shonda Rhimes life class, and she said, when you are in the room, you're just as valuable as everybody else. State what you got to state. Even if you're wrong, even if nobody follows you or nobody cares for it, state it. Give your 2 cents. Give something to the table. You're sitting at the table. Give something. And this is good. I'm about to do a message. Always bring a present. Bring a gift. Bring something to the table that especially is something that they need, something that they want, something that they desire. If you bring something to the table, I'm going to get to that message. I don't have all that together. But always add your 2 cents. Always add your 2 cents. Always give your opinion. Always give your energy. You feel some type of way, don't keep it inside. Let it out. You feel some type of way, don't keep it inside. Let it out. And remember this message. Let it out. Give it to the world in some type of way. Give out your 2 cents. Give out your 2 cents. If they don't care for it, I don't care if they don't care for it. At least I give you my opinion. You are able to give your opinion where you are coming from. You see what I'm saying? At least you do that. Just do that at the least all the time. Give your opinion. Give your 2 cents. Give your evidence. Give your receipts. Go there and state your mind. Even if it may not go your way, okay? Even if they don't follow you or care for it, give your 2 cents. It just feels so great to give your 2 cents. You see what I'm saying? You won't have no regret, okay? You won't feel bad. It's not just inside, okay? Give your 2 cents in music. Give your 2 cents in writing, okay? Give your 2 cents in some type of way. Let it out. Let it out. Be creative. It's going to be a way to let it out in some type of way. Give your 2 cents in this world. my dreamers. Listening, give your two cents in this world. Aaron, when you listen back, you know you listen back to your message. Give your two cents in the world. Whatever the world, give your two cents. What you think about it. State, at the least, it's so easy to state what you think about it. Your opinion. If you can't do nothing about it, say what you feel about it. What you want other people to do. Your words have power. Use it. You see, I never used my words before because I felt like nobody was listening, nobody sees. My dream is I declare to you, even if nobody listens or nobody sees, keep giving your opinion. Keep giving your two cents of what you want the world to be like. Especially it's a good thing. You see something nobody else sees. Give your two cents. Just give your two cents. That's why those words are here in the kingdom. Just give your two cents. Just give your two cents. You see, at least you gave your opinion. You're there for a reason. Your opinion do matter. You're here for a reason. Your opinion matter. I want to hear your opinion. What do you think? They may not come around and ask you, but you need to always tell your truth. Tell your truth. You may be wrong. You may be wrong, but at least you put it out on the table. You put it out in the atmosphere on how you feel. My dream is I declare to you, put out in the atmosphere on how you feel. And I think that's a little bit, that will help you in law of attraction that no one talks about. At least I done put out how I feel. You know, you put sitting on your energy with your visualization and your thoughts and your feelings. How about you use your words, but putting out two cents? And you can add to your law of attraction that way. No one talks about that. Use your mouth. Use your mouth. Use your words. And add in your two cents. You know, you may not be the superstar rapper, or you may not be the supermodel or the celebrity, but we want to hear from you. Your words matter. You see, add your two cents. I think a lot of people not adding their two cents because they feel like I'm not this celebrity. You see. Give your opinion. I want to hear your opinion more than a celebrity's opinion. You see what I'm saying? That's a vibration now. But it's real powerful. I hope it hit your soul. You see, we done already heard them, and they're real powerful when you're heard and seen like that. And this is what the world we got. It ain't working. So I'm ready to hear somebody else, don't you think? I want to hear your two cents. I want to hear your opinion. I want to see what you can do. You see, with their opinion, this is what we got. People listening, moving for them, and this we got. Bad things happening in the world. So obviously, we need some new people. We need you. Okay? We need to hear your opinion. Keep giving your two cents. Keep giving your opinion. I think that's the point I want to rein in and double down. Keep giving your two cents. Everywhere you go, give your two cents. Give your opinion. State what you need to state. State what's on the inside of you. Okay? If they accept it or don't, at least you done gave your two cents. Keep giving your two cents. Keep giving your opinion in all your ways. This day forward, this is what I'm going to do. Always state my opinion. State my opinion. Your opinion, it's just an opinion. It's just an opinion. It may not be the fact, you see. A lot of the things, this is where this message came from. A lot of things I stated as opinions became a fact. Became a fact, you see. But anywho, state your opinion. State your opinion. State your two cents. Give your two cents. Don't come into anywhere and not putting in anything. Not giving any energy. Come there and add to everything. Add your two cents. If you keep adding your two cents, though, that's going to add up. We keep adding things to the universe, it's going to add up. You see, 2 cents, your opinion, 2 cents, your opinion, it's all going to add up. Okay? Maybe the world will look to you be like, well, they were right about this. Oh, well, that didn't work, and we followed this person. Maybe we should follow this person. Okay? See if that'll work. And what you have to say is the blessing. Is what's going to change the world. You never know. But keep adding your 2 cents. Add your 2 cents. And it's going to all add up. Peace. All right, I'm going to write down this message called Keep Your Shit Charged. Keep your stuff charged. It's a vibration of clean up your house. Keep everything ready. Ready. You don't know what he may call you or use you to do. Keep everything ready. Keep it charged. Keep it charged. I can't stand when the opportunity comes. I was in that position when I was in Dallas for Southern Pride, and the opportunity came. I was like, ooh, that's going to get a lot of views, and my phone was sitting there dead. Okay, keep it charged. I came to that message. Stay tuned for that. This message here came to me. I'm going to be really real. I'm going to be really real. I just told a white lie. And I don't lie. But I got the reason. You know, you think they're bad people. I always think that they're bad people. I don't like people who lie. I tell people all the time, I can't stand a liar. But you got to... I did it. And you, there's a reason. And maybe this is why they lie. I understand it, and you will understand it too, and hopefully we can wheel in a powerful message. This is good. So, somebody asked me to borrow something, but it's a person, they always need something. I'm like, oh, they only call you when they need something. Number one, they always call me when they need something. So that's that vibration. Just don't get you that. And I let them borrow that thing the last time. And it was a headache to get it back. Okay? It was a headache to get it back. I had to go get it. You see, I had to contact them to get it. You see, I had to contact them. It was just a little bit of a headache. It was like, I had to get... You should, you're done with it. Return it. You see. So today, today, they want to use it again. And initially, I said, hell to no, you ain't getting that back. It was a little bit of a pain for me to get it back the last time. What is he doing? It was a little bit of a pain to get it back. The last time. So, I gave like a run-of-mill excuse, like they're broken. I had to go to the store to get it back. You know what I mean? It's like, goodness, if I get a message, that's when people want to be all around me and stuff. That's so weird. So, I just gave the excuse. I gave her the excuse that it's broken. Oh, you about to get hit. That is broken, and I had to go to the store and get a piece. But it kind of is broken, but I used it as a lie to not give it to them. You see, but anywho, this is powerful. This is powerful. That's how you lie. You see, especially when you done did something before and they didn't do what you imagined. It was pulling teeth. It was horrible. Now it's your turn and you lie. This was an easy lie. I was like, you ain't getting them. No. No. Maybe I need to be real and tell them why. But it's easier to tell a lie. You see, it's easier to tell a lie. No, you can't get them clippers. You can't get them. You can't get them because you didn't quickly give them back. I had to make some strides and some steps to get them back. So you're not going to get them here. And it's justified to tell a lie. It's easier to tell a lie. I'm gonna put this in a message within a message, okay? It's easier to tell a lie, especially when you're justified. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You see what I'm saying? It's easy to tell a lie. Always coming together now. We just, I need to do these messages. You get a better stream when you're by yourself and there's no interruptions. When people around, I notice. That's, you notice in YouTube messages and somebody come around, it messes up your vibration. But anywho, you can tell a lie when you're justified. This is good. The point of this message, this is powerful. I feel good in telling a lie. I really do feel good in it. This is the first time that I feel good that I lied. I don't care that I lied. Because I'm justified. You didn't do right the last time. You see? So, this time, you ain't getting it. So, it'd be dumb for me to give it to you. You see? At this point, it'd be dumb for me to give it to him. You see? Because the last time, I remember the last time. And it was not good. When it's not good the last time, I believe it's easier to lie. It's easier to lie. And you're justified in lying. You see, you're justified in it. Oh my God, what's that? Never seen that before. Hello. Okay, that's a first. You're justified in it. You're justified in your lie. You're justified in it. You're justified in it. So, it's okay to lie. It's okay to lie, especially when you're justified in it. It's right for you to lie, okay? So, I'm gonna do this more often. This is good. I like this vibration. I'm gonna continue. It's easy. Especially if it's easier. You know what I mean? It's easier. You see, it's easier, it feels good. I like it, okay? It's, you know, we all do white lies and stuff. It ain't a sin, especially when you're justified in it. It's a lot of vibration of justification. It's a lot of vibration and justification. Maybe they did something bad the last time. Period. I'm gonna say that vibration did something bad the last time, and you didn't like it. And it's just easier. I see why people lie. I used to hate people who lie. I'm like, that's horrible. Why do you lie? But I get only when you are justified in it. You're justified in it. It feels good. It feels really good. Well, you're not getting that. You're not getting that. You didn't do right the last time. You see, so I gave him a little white lie, and this is good. Thank you. Oh, this is good. This is good. At the end of the day, I did a message call. At the end of the day, I get to keep my item. It's supposed to be with me, honey. Okay, I get to keep my item. You get your point. This is good. With the lie, I keep my item. You get what you want. At the end of the day, you got what you want with the lie. You see, if I didn't lie, this is good. I didn't want the person to get mad with the truth. The person gonna get mad with the truth, number one. And number two, if I give them the item, they're not gonna do right. I probably won't get, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I won't get my item back. More than likely, I won't get my item back. You see? So, what is the result that you want? So, I have to tell a lie. Maybe that's not a good person, but it would be dumb for me to give them the item. So, say a little white lie, and at the end of the day, this is good. Let me slow that down. At the end of the day, you got what you want. You keep what you want. You got the result that it's supposed to be. I had to lie in order to get the result that it's supposed to be. Okay? Okay? It's like they're happy a little bit, and I'm happy. And you can't get it. You can't get it. I'm sorry. Because there's a high chance, because you did that the last time, there's a high chance I'm going to get my item back. Okay? So, no. I had to give him a white lie. And at the end of the day, I get to keep my item. I'm justified in the lie. It's okay to lie. You're justified, especially when you're justified in it. Okay? And you get to get what you want. Okay? Okay? He had it the last time. Didn't do right. So this time, I lie. And I'm justified in it. Hope you received it. Powerful message. Peace. Hold on. Maybe a minute. Turn this off because there it is. Boom. Hold on. Oh. It's hot. I was in...